Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Mandy. Sin, sacrifice, and acceptance. When John the Baptist was at the Jordan River, one day he came, the desire of ages, the Messiah. And when John the Baptist got sight of him, he shouted, "Behold, Lamb of God, the one who is carrying your sin." We find the original text for this in Isaiah 53, the most important chapter in Isaiah. And there we read in verse 4, "Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." With his stripes we are healed. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." This was said 700 years before Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. 700 years beforehand. It is the most expressive text in the Old Testament to show what was Jesus going to do for us. It's impressive. And this was the text which was read by this Ethiopian minister of finances who was in Jerusalem, and then he went back and read the scroll of Isaiah. And he came to this text, he read in it, loud on his coach and carriage, and Philip, who was told to go there, the diacon, he had reading him this most important text of the prophet Isaiah's scroll, the most important one. He heard him read it and asked, "Are you able to understand what you're going to read?" "How could I if someone isn't leading me in understanding? Get up, help me." And this minister of finances of the Queen of Ethiopia, he got a Bible study about Jesus, the Lamb of God, who died for our sins. And it's so important, sin, sacrifice, and acceptance. We are lost with our sin. And the Son of God sacrificed himself. But what about the acceptance? Many, many on this planet will never receive acceptance because they have not accepted his sacrifice. They have just gone astray. He paid the price, but they never came and asked for forgiveness. So they have to pay the price themselves. So it's so important coming to Jesus, telling him, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, if I could just throw away my past. Oh, could I just do something that it had never happened? But what could I do? I'm helpless in this situation." But if there's true repentance on your side, and Jesus knows your heart, he knows if it is true repentance or not. And if you appear on your knees in front of him, he will forgive you if you ask for forgiveness. He paid the price. Wow. What a miracle.